Norfolk is a thriving city on Virginia's coast. IT Director Hap Clough has the facts and figures.
Norfolk is the largest naval base in the world. We're the second largest city in Virginia. We have 6,000 employees working for the city of Norfolk. It's a daytime population of about 350,000.
We outgrew our previous storage needs, both in performance and in size. The growth was so dramatic that we had to get something that would meet our performance needs and also be scalable for us to grow.
But as network manager Andy Dameron and senior network engineer Bob Stone will tell you, all that growth meant the city was running out of places to put things. Important information like parking tickets and personnel files. Norfolk storage was in crisis.
We were actually running into two roadblocks. We were short on storage, and we were coming up on renewal of maintenance. Our current legacy system had the city's most mission-critical data on it. We had everything from GIS databases, our email system was on it, the police, fire, dispatching. So I had to figure out, how am I going to have downtime to migrate the city's most mission-critical data from one platform to another?
Obviously, because we're a city, we have 24/7 operations. We can't just stop doing things.
We were looking for something that was reliable and something we could grow with.
So when they approached me with this, they had their facts laid out, and they started writing stuff on the wall. They had done their research, a lot of it. So we made this selection with the IBM XIV system.
The XIV has met every one of our goals, and quite frankly, was the cheapest solution of all the five major vendors that we looked at.
Really, it was like a no-brainer. In the XIV, it was a superior method and would take us into the future in a much more cost-effective manner.
We really liked the grid technology that we saw from XIV. As you add storage, the performance actually increases. And that was totally different than what all the other competitors had.
With the XIV system, it takes all your data, it spreads it out over all the drives, and basically as the unit grows and you add more to it, it gets faster.
That scalability and that performance increase was very attractive to us.
The ability to do this transition from the old system to the new while we're operating is just amazing to us.
The hardest thing about IBM migration is deciding where you're going to go to lunch, because it was so simple.
IBM came in, they helped us hook up the storage to our old SAN, and it migrated over. We didn't have to do anything.
The end users never even knew that we were migrating data. The next day, I had DBAs and I had GIS people come into my door and saying, what did you guys do? I'm seeing a 30 to 40% increase from just yesterday. And I basically told them I migrated the data. They didn't even know we were doing it. It was that flawless and that simple. As a city, we owe it to the citizens and the taxpayers to spend their money efficiently.
The energy consumption of what we're doing now is probably 50% less than what we were doing.
That's a cost savings that the city is realizing every single day. I mean, that box never gets powered off. So to drop the load in the data center, you can attribute a large number to that. And the XIV helped us to accomplish that.
I'm able to walk into budget meetings with an assurance that I know that we're doing the right things, and I can come back and say, here's what we've done to contribute to the budget shortfalls that we have in the city. And that's literally to provide a lower cost of operation.
When you think back of where we started and where we're at now, it's astonishing.